I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. Chico Now. Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I'm on here to talk to you about the burdens in our life. Oh, I almost forgot. Every Monday, the Chico Now episode is subtitled Helping People. And we do this because I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences, number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I work over at Chico Creek Counseling. I am actually accepting new clients right now, so if you want to give me a call, a text, or an email, you can contact me at 530-921-5122 or jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com. And, oh, the other bit of boilerplate is, while we talk about things that are therapy-related, this is not a substitute for therapy. So if you feel triggered or think you need to delve a little bit deeper into what we're talking about today, then I want to encourage you to reach out to somebody in your community who is credentialed in helping you explore that. Marriage and family therapists, clinical social workers, clinical psychologists, all of us have the requisite coursework and training to help people go in deeper into their relationships with others and within themselves. Okay, so today we're talking about burdens. And I have a couple thoughts on this because I see a lot of people with trauma in their lives. And, today I just finished a full work day, which for me, a full work day is four clients in a row, or two, and then a lunch break and then two. So I'm really blessed that that is my work day, but each one of those hours are, you know, I'm sitting and giving 100% of my undivided attention to somebody who is telling me some pretty sad things about their childhood or the relationship currently or some things they're experiencing. So by the end of my workday, I've already had some really deep conversations. And the thing is that I have noticed with people, especially in the beginning of therapy, especially when they come in for the first couple of sessions, it seems to be a trend, and people often say they seem to feel guilty, and they seem to feel like they're being selfish or weak, and they often say that other people have it worse than them, and so they're kind of embarrassed for being there wanting to talk about what they think is probably trivial, that maybe I've heard something that was, the things that I've heard are so deep and traumatic that the thing they want to talk about is trivial, and they feel maybe a little bit like they're going to be judged or they're judging themselves or what have you. And I want to rebuke that. That's what today I just want to do. It's just, the Lord has it on my heart. I don't even know what I'm going to say for half an hour. It's just going to come out. And let's pray that the Lord speaks through me, because the more I talk about it, the more angry and frustrated I get about it. And I'm not angry and frustrated at clients or people. Don't misunderstand that. I'm angry and frustrated that this is something that exists, period. That people feel that this is, that this just exists, that the enemy speaks to us in this way, and that then we believe it, and then we think that we're thinking those thoughts. And so I just want to throw this out there, that no matter what is happening in the world around you, to the people around you, whatever pain that you're carrying, whatever burden is on your shoulders, whatever is happening inside of you, that is still important. Let's say on a scale of 0 to 10, with the Holocaust and Darfur being a 10, and what is happening to you in your life right now is a 2, and you think to yourself, people have had it so much worse because, I mean, the Holocaust happened. Who am I to be upset about my continual bad luck? I can't find my other shoe. It makes me late. These chain of events that keep happening, and I feel like I'm a victim of circumstance. But who am I to be so upset about that when Darfur is happening right now? Or at least I had, yeah, my parents were never there for me, but at least nobody molested me. And we compare our pain to this perceived pain that we believe could be worse. And we minimize what we've been carrying around and justifying carrying on to it. When we come back from this commercial break, we'll talk more.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I just want to remind you that I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And I am currently accepting new clients. My contact info is 530-921-5122. You can also email me at jwilkerson.com. W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N at ChicoCreekCounseling.com, or go read my bio at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. So we're talking about burdens and comparing our burdens to others. And I want to have you sit back for a moment and think about the purpose of life. I know that's so deep, right? So don't go into the purpose of life, because that is going to be very long. But just kind of put that, like, have that flavor what your thoughts are right now. The purpose of life. Do you honestly believe that our Father, who created us from nothing and who set in motion the chain of the world, just put all of this in motion, do you think in his grand design that he said, and Jennifer, in the year 2016, I'm going to have her carry around this pain of a father who was not always available for her, and I'm gonna expect her to carry that around and struggle with that in all of her relationships with men. And whenever she feels bad about that and wants to work on it, I'm going to remind her that there are so many other people out there who have it worse than her, and that she is selfish, and that I created her to be a selfish person. No, he did not do that. Okay,
I don't know what he did, but I don't believe that he did that. And I believe that that's the enemy. And unfortunately, we end up believing it. We end up justifying. We don't go get help because that therapist has heard so many horrible things. They're going to think that I'm silly for wanting to talk about this. He was a good dad. He just didn't take me on the daddy-daughter dates that my friend Sarah's dad took her on. And so that made me feel like I was missing out on something. And blah, blah. And then we justify. You know what? Even if he was a great dad, but you felt like you missed out on something, and now it's affecting your relationships, that's something to work on and talk about. That's still your burden. And you don't go to a counselor and think you're going to just bash on your dad. No, you talk about like what hurt, and when we talk about what went well, and hopefully in the grand scheme of things, you find resolution and you're not carrying that burden anymore. That's not painting itself on the lens when you're dating or in your marriage or in the relationship you have with your dad right now. Maybe that's affecting you. It has this little bit of a wedge emotionally, and you get that resolved, and now you can open yourself up and have a greater relationship with him. But if you're comparing that your burden is insignificant compared to Darfur, I mean, goodness gracious, that is a huge, huge, like that's not even apples and oranges, but that's what people do. And then they feel selfish and they feel guilty and they feel ashamed of their emotions. And those are your emotions. You don't need to feel ashamed of them. But working on them, exploring them, learning how to find resolution and how to reframe some of that stuff. Reframe it from, I missed out, I'm unworthy, to, I'm resilient, I'm an amazing person. The Lord loves me. No matter what, that unconditional love of the Father is greater than any unconditional love that I can perceive in my limited human brain and my limited human existence. And even just sitting down and contemplating on that can cause you to just kind of go into this stupor, or at least me, to go into this stupor of trying to understand the depth of it. I just see so many people carrying these burdens, and I don't like it. And I don't think that everyone needs counseling all the time for all of that stuff. But I just want to put it out there that you don't have to carry it. You're not more humble. You're not a better Christian. You're not a better daughter of the King by carrying around a burden that He never intended you to carry. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about how it benefits the people around you when you address that stuff. All right, this is Jessica Wilkerson. Please stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air.
894-7325. Every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cut your heart open with a knife, now you're bleeding. But I could be that guy to heal it over time. I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it. So
welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, helping people every Monday on KKXX.net, 104.5 FM, 9:30 a.m. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I am registered to the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. I've been providing counseling services since about 2009. So I'm just in the testing process of soon I'll be licensed, hopefully. Anyways, we're talking about burdens. And while we were on the commercial break, I was thinking about what am I going to say for this next segment? And it just popped in my head how the Lord instructs us or declares to us in the Bible to give our burdens to Him. And there's a lot of Christians out there who think going to a counselor means that you're not relying on the Lord, that you are relying on yourself, that you're relying on man, etc. And I heard that when I was going to college. I had a friend who was going to Bible college, and he was very passionate about that. And then I had another friend whose dad was a pastor who was also very passionate about that, which I actually find really interesting because my supervisor, Joe Taylor, used to be a Baptist pastor, a Baptist minister, and he's currently on the board of directors at Neighborhood Church. So not all Christians believe that way, and not all ministers do, but some. And I kind of feel like it's on my heart to address that. Remember, I'm unscripted today. We're just going to let what happens, happens. And so, yes, the Bible instructs us to give our burdens to the Lord. And when we don't do that, we are in that way not following the Bible, right? But the Lord also knows that everyone has their gifts. Everyone has their strong points. Everyone has the places that need to be worked on. Everybody struggles in certain ways. And some people struggle with giving their burdens up. Some people have a really hard time just saying a prayer and feeling better. Some people are really good about that. They can pray, they can go into a deep meditative prayer, and they can find that resolution, and they can give their pain or their resentment or their anger or frustration or conflict or confusion, they can give all of those to the Lord. And after praying, and maybe sometimes it'll take a few times, they found that resolution and they are able to go on and be free. And that is so wonderful. But there are people out there who will pray that way and they will try so hard and they desperately seek the Lord, but they just still carry it and they can't seem to let it go. And when He instructs us to do that, He also, I think, provides us a means. And I think about how we also have the gift of tongues, right? But we also have the gift of interpreting tongues. And so think about that. He gave us the gift of tongues, and He gave us the gift of interpreting tongues and told us not to speak in tongues unless there's someone there who can interpret it. Well, some people are really good at doing one and not the other. So some people will pray, and they will desperately pray, and they'll seek the Lord, but they'll have a really hard time letting it go. And so they need the helper. They need the second half. The person speaking tongues needs the second half. They need the interpreter. And so that's what I feel like a therapist is, or at least that's how I feel my role as a therapist is. I can't speak for everybody, right? I can only speak for myself. I feel like my role as a therapist is to help interpret that pain so they can give it up. They can find resolution. They can move forward, because our God is a good God and He is a loving God, and He doesn't want us to carry around this pain. He doesn't require us to sacrifice ourselves and our hearts and our relationships in order to carry on the pain because we have a hard time giving it up via prayer. So I think that He puts people in your place to help you with that, whether it's a friend, a colleague, your pastor, your small group at church, or a therapist. I believe that He has put us to live in relationship, and that some of us, like myself, or my supervisor, my colleagues at Chico Creek Counseling, we do that for a living. So we could go and be accountants all day and help maybe a friend here or there, or all day we could touch people's lives. All day we could sit with people in their pain, and help guide them out of that pain so they don't have to carry that burden anymore. And have the humility to know that it's not us. That is all the Lord. He's just working through us. Okay,